I think he knew I believed in him on day one. And I actually got him a job in the weight room with me because I knew schoolwork might be an issue. And a lot of the guys that I felt like they, you know, have a lot of good potential, but schoolwork wasn't their thing maybe in high school. He'll tell you that I put those guys right in front of my office for 4 hours, three times a week, and made sure that their schoolwork was done. And they'll tell you the guys that struggled in high school, you know, by the end of the last year, they definitely excelled in their schoolwork. You know, what people might not know, I mean, it's not 3.9s or 3.8s, but it's 3 points, right? And they're way better now than they ever were before. So I think it just takes a few people to, you know, help these guys out, get them on the right path. And I do care about these guys a lot. So to me, it's not just about athletics. I tell these guys all the time, academically, it's probably the most important thing out of being here in Siena and wrestling in general is you got to be able to do both. You can't just come here and be a wrestler and not do the schoolwork. Because if you don't do the schoolwork, you don't get to do the other part. I'm pretty tough on them when it comes to grades and getting stuff on point, because at the end of the day, the main goal is to graduate with that shiny piece of paper, right? So because at the end of the day, wrestling has to be done eventually, and I want these guys to go on, be good people, get good jobs, and continue on whatever I teach them, maybe to help out somebody else in the future. So I think it's a good culture that we've built here, and that's what we're doing.